Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is People Every Day. Coming up, your Gobble Gobble food guide to making the most of your Thanksgiving Day leftovers. Plus, expert shopping tips and tricks to help you seize the day on Black Friday and, well, Cyber Monday. It's November 25th. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is People Every Day. I'm Janine Rubenstein, and I am thankful for my life, my family, my job, and for all of you out there who listen in every day. Hope you are blessed to be surrounded by family, friends, pets, or all of the above today, and that you are able to enjoy some good food. Speaking of which, whether you're hosting this year and need some very last-minute food ideas, I see you procrastinators out there, or even more importantly, you're wondering what to do with all those tasty leftovers, don't worry. I've got someone here that can help. Joining me now is People's Food and Lifestyle Director, Sonal Dutt. Hey, Sonal.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
I'm so happy you're here to help us out. Food is obviously a major part of Thanksgiving. And of course, the turkey is at the center of it all. For people cooking turkey for the first time, what are the must-know tips? Like, not everyone knows taking the turkey out of the freezer the day of just isn't gonna fly. So give us your turkey tips. Why won't that work?
I know that awful feeling of waking up on Thanksgiving morning and finding out that your turkey is still frozen. Yes, the turkey has to be fully thawed before it goes into the oven. The best way to thaw a turkey is to leave it in the fridge for a few days. The general rule is to give the turkey about 24 hours of defrosting time for every pound, 5 pounds of bird. So if you're serving, let's say, like a 12 to 16 pound turkey, that means placing it in the fridge 3 to 4 days ahead of cooking it. And there are quick ways to defrost it, too. You can place the turkey in a big bowl of cold tap water. The turkey needs to be completely submerged, so you really want it underneath the surface of the water so it doesn't form bacteria in those exposed areas. And then just keep replacing the cold water every hour or so and keep turning the turkey over so that it'll evenly defrost, and it should defrost in time. But if you're really short on time, the USDA says that you can defrost a turkey in the microwave using the thaw or the defrost function. But to me, that's a last resort move. If you really need to go that route, I recommend partially thawing it in the microwave and then placing it in cold water to finish the thaw. It'll turn out much better. As for the actual cooking of the turkey, my biggest tip is really simple. To get that gorgeous, browned, crispy skin, it's important to completely wipe off the brine or the marinade or whatever moisture is there on the skin with paper towels before putting it in the oven. And then once it's there, don't baste it. I know everyone thinks you're supposed to baste, but you're not. It's not doing anything to help keep the meat moist. It's actually just drenching the skin, which makes that skin chewy and leathery, which is not what you want. So just leave it alone, let it cook, and, you know, just let it do its thing. And it's going to come out crispy and brown and delicious, and the meat will stay juicy.
Well, today is the day, and none of us want to show up to Thanksgiving dinner empty-handed. Well, no, that's not true. I know a couple people. But what if you've procrastinated? Any suggestions on last-minute food ideas?
You know, Thanksgiving is such an interesting holiday because everyone has their favorite dishes, and it just doesn't feel like the holiday if your mom's stuffing or like your granddad's famous mashed potatoes aren't there. So I feel like most people have a good idea about their main menu, but the appetizers before the meal are always tricky. And I always get questions about what to serve because you want something delicious to tide people over before the big meal, but it can't be too filling or take up room in the oven or the stove because you have an entire meal being made. So I really lean on no-cook recipes and things you can prepare ahead of time. Snack boards or DIY boards are very of the moment and are really easy to put together, and they look super pretty on a table. And you can customize them to whatever your family and friends like. So there's always the classic cheese and charcuterie board. And if you're one of those families that has like an early lunchtime Thanksgiving, I say a brunch-themed board with mini bagels, cream cheese, smoked salmon, you know, capers, tomatoes, and avocado would be really lovely. If you'll be watching football, like mine will be, a game day board of cheese dip, salsa, hummus, guacamole, and fill it out with different chips and vegetables is so fun and just really easy, and you don't have to cook anything. And also on busy cooking days like this, I say lean on takeout or pre-made foods. You've cooked enough, so it's time to take a shortcut. One Friendsgiving dinner several years ago, I ordered a bunch of sushi rolls and arranged them on a board with some cut lemons, you know, little bowls of soy sauce, store-bought pickled ginger and wasabi paste, and everyone went crazy for it. It took me 10 minutes and looked really impressive, and everyone just thought I was very smart, but it couldn't have been easier to put together.
Well, Sonal, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without leftovers, right? Which I absolutely love. I like to make these little mini sandwiches with rolls and turkey and cranberry sauce, my favorite. But I do get sick of the same thing after a while. You can only eat so many of those little sandwiches. So this is why I'm turning to you for your brilliant mind. Can you give us just two jazzy recipe ideas on how to use Thanksgiving leftovers in a new way?
One of my favorite things to do is to make turkey burgers, which has that satisfaction of the day after Thanksgiving sandwich, but it has a slightly different twist. So you put your leftover dark and white meat in the food processor just to break it down into smaller chunks. You add a little stuffing and gravy to just bind it all together, you know, whir it up in the food processor a few times, and then form it into patties and cook it in a skillet or on the grill for a few minutes. Everything is already cooked, so you're just getting a sear on it and heating it through, so it's a super fast cook. And then you can go full Thanksgiving and top it with cranberry sauce and gravy, or add cheese and your favorite burger toppings. It's really, really delicious and a great way to use up quite a few different leftovers. I also love making shortcut Thanksgiving samosas. You fill puff pastry dough with turkey, mashed potatoes, pumpkin puree, and any leftover vegetables you have. You just cut and fold the dough into triangles and bake them until they puff up really golden and buttery. They're so good. I mean, we can't keep them in the house. Once you make them, they're gone in like 30 minutes. And oh, by the way, all of these recipes, along with hundreds of more leftover ideas, are on our site, people.com/food.
So sweet. Well, thanks, Sonal. Appreciate it. Enjoy.
Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving.
Next up, Turkey Schmurky. It's time to talk Black Friday. People's Beauty and Style Director Andrea Laventhal joins me to break down do's and don'ts for the biggest shopping day of the year. Stick around.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I am back now, and let me just say, Thanksgiving is great. It's known for, you know, gathering with family and friends while eating a big feast and watching football or whatnot, but for some, and I think I have to count myself among them, the real party begins the day after. I'm talking about Black Friday, which is known to be the busiest shopping day of the year. And I'm a shopper. So joining me today is People's Style and Beauty Director, Andrea Laventhal, as she lays out her blueprint on what to get and what to miss. Andrea, welcome to the show.
So here's the thing, Janine. Did anyone actually believe that I am waiting till Black Friday to start shopping? Black Friday itself has become insane. There's Cyber Monday, there's Black Friday. I just want to clear one thing up. In my opinion, they're all the same. One might be technically for in-store, while the other, Cyber Monday, is, as the name suggests, cyber. But there's no such thing anymore, okay? It is all in one place, and it's on the internet. You do not have to go to the stores to get the deals. But some people love it. It's all part of the rush, and they're convinced that it's worth saving maybe that extra few dollars. Fine.
The shipping.
To each his own. Well, on the shipping note, I don't know if you've noticed, but if you're ordering from big box retailers like Target, Amazon, Walmart, they do have options now to, you know, combine shipping all your items. So if you wait a few extra days or even a week, they'll send all your items in fewer boxes for a discounted price, or they'll give you some money back.
And it's good for the environment too.
It
is.
I really appreciate
boxes.
Yeah.
Well, so what should people go for on these Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all the same days?
Okay.
And then what should they avoid?
So traditionally, large electronics, TVs, vacuum cleaners, that kind of stuff, that's when you're going to get the deals. But there's also smaller electronics. I mean, basically everything has been Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So the thing I would say is do all of your shopping up front. See what the prices are now, and then do the price comparison on Black Friday through Cyber Monday, because it might not be that great of a deal. You know, like sometimes you think it's an amazing deal, but then you realize, oh, it was only like 15% off, and I bought all this extra stuff I didn't need with it. And so, like, make sure you're actually getting a deal by knowing the prices beforehand.
I always wonder about that, because they'll have that slash through price, and it's like, did you up that slash through price and just list the sale price as what the price actually is?
Yeah. And it's also to, like, you know, get our juices flowing and get us excited. They know, the retailers, that they have us, right? Like, we're ready to shop. And I think a lot of times they're sort of counting on you to make those impulse purchases.
Yes. Okay. So I just need to know, what must-haves are on your list this year?
So I've been kind of looking around and seeing what brands are doing, because a lot of them are advertising their Black Friday deals now so that you can get ready. And I was just on the Crocs site. That's correct. The style director was on the Crocs site. Bright and early access. If you sign up, you know, to get their emails and whatnot, you can get up to 50% off select styles and colors. So that leads me to my next point. If you have brands that you love and you know you want to shop, go on their site now. If you're not already subscribing to their annoying emails that target you and market the hell out of you, now's the time to do it, because that's how you're going to get early access, special coupons. You can always opt out later, but now is the time to flood your inbox with the brands you love. Okay? Don't start signing up for random brands you've never shopped before. Know what you want. Go sign up for their, you know, I would love to receive your daily emails and your newsletter and listen to your podcast. Sure. If it means I get these Crocs for 50% off, I would love to.
See, this is like the strategy. It's almost like fantasy football or something. Like, I feel like you are giving a whole playbook to how to work this Black Friday, Cyber Monday situation. And I am here for all of it, because I'm a shopper. My name is Janine Rubenstein, and I'm a shopper.
So here's another thing that I love and that I use year-round. It's an app called Honey.
Yes.
And Honey tracks, and there's a few of these, but this is just an example. Honey tracks the price of merchandise across all websites and finds you the lowest price, but also the best coupons and promo codes. And I would say it's really damn accurate, and it will go through tons to get you the best price. So I have it as an extension on my browser.
Me too. I'll go to buy something, and then it's like, Honey's like, wait 1 second.
Yeah.
This is your discount.
Yeah. So thank you, Honey, and all of its, you know, counterparts for doing the hard work for us. It's really hard to go in with a list. I know that, but if there's something you know you really want or love and you've been holding out, and just get it, because, you know, people are saying that there's issues with shipping these years and how much stock these brands. And I do believe that's a real thing. So if you see something you really love, I already bought my kids their major holiday gift, and I got them each a sled on L.L. Bean. And, you know, I was like, I'm going to wait for the better Black Friday price instead of getting just the measly 15% off for signing up for the emails. But then I thought, what if they're sold out? What Sometimes you just need to bite the bullet and be like, I'm not going to get that extra $10 savings, even though it's driving me crazy.
Okay. Well, I need a little bit of advice here. Last thing, we're going back and forth on whether we should get Reese a Switch. He has been begging for a Nintendo Switch, and now would be the time, clearly with all of the deals, to bite the bullet. But he's 6, going on 7 soon. Is it too early?
You're never going to see him again.
It's too early, right?
I can't remember when my parents started letting us play Nintendo Duck mm-hmm. Hunt and
Duck Hunt
Knockout, but that was it. And there was only like 2 games, so we pretty much exhausted ourselves right away.
Yeah.
These days, I feel like once your kid goes into that vortex, it's like,
it's over.
Yeah.
We went to my sister's house and they have one, and he came back with these glazed eyes like, Mommy, Daddy, please.
I know.
So no, that the answer is no. Thank you. We will be holding off.
Is there a Switch Lite? Like a baby Switch?
I got him this old school video game that you have to actually plug into the TV called Frogger.
Oh,
I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it is old school, and he loved it and he played it. And then my sister is over here with the high-tech Switch and he's begging me. So answer's no. Andrea Laventhal, our beauty and style director, said no, Reese.
Yeah, tell him I said I'm sorry that, you know, I usually say there's an age limit and mommy will get arrested. That's what I tell
Ooh,
my son. Mommy will get arrested.
I love that lie. Thank
and
you.
And he's like, so go to jail. Smell you later. Anyway, and I also don't think Switches are at a huge value this time of year. I think those are really, really in demand, like always going to be popular gifts. Don't get discounted the way you think they're going to be.
Got it.
So tell them that.
It's too expensive.
Santa ran out.
That was People's Beauty and Style Director Andrea Laventhal with her top Black Friday shopping tips. For more on that, head over to people.com. And I wanted to say, if you guys like this podcast, there's another one I want you to check out, the Lauren Interviews podcast. There is a new celebrity guest every week, and the host, Lauren Conlon, is nuts in the best way. With guests ranging from Adam Carolla to Countess Luann de Lesseps, Lauren's got the latest gossip in film, television, Broadway, and even politics. Check out the Lauren Interviews podcast and follow her shenanigans on social media at Lauren_interviews to back up our claims. And now, something to make you smile straight from my family to yours. I hope you all get a lot of hugs today.
Big hugs. For Daddy.
And recently, my 15-month-old, Raimi, learned how to dole out her own hugs. And her brother was so excited, he wanted in on the action. Here's him begging her to waddle over his way until she finally lays one on him.
Go get these big hugs. Go get big hugs.
Aww. So from the Rubenstein and the People family, have a very happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday. Talk to you all soon.